Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It's presented, of course, with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and that's me, Larry Steinhaus. All right, today is Thursday, December 23rd, and I want to welcome you to the show. And, of course, we're here live on AM radio. Could you imagine me on FM radio? They'd throw me off tomorrow. Anyway, on WWDB AM radio in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and you can comment live during the show on YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. Hey, I want to say hello to Mick. He's the first person to say hi. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you watching. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling. And you can attend, yes, we are open tonight. You can attend a complimentary class tonight by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. All right, so on today's show, we're going to be discussing the futures update. We're going to be talking about the Christmas booster. We're going to be talking about the Supreme Court and their and what's coming up. We're going to be talking about Nikola and the fact that they delivered. We're going to be talking about Scanlon Karma. You'll get it when I get there. We're going to be talking about student loan pause, the millennial burnout, and Starbucks Union once again. One of my favorite topics. I just find that hysterical. All right, so yesterday was another great day in the market, and we saw the Dow jump over 260 points, end over 260 points, and it was great. The Nasdaq was up about 29 points, and the S&P is right around 4,700 again, which is fantastic. And I'm going to suggest that you look for a breakout after Christmas, but right now the Dow is up 123 points once again, beautiful. The S&P is up 15, and the Nasdaq is up 38. So it's going to be another good day. I figure it's probably going to start to level off around 1 or 2 o'clock just because people are going to be going home. And that's it. But, of course, tomorrow the market's closed, too, and we'll be discussing that in a minute. Hey, let's talk about Christmas. You ready, guys? Are you ready? All right. All I want for Christmas is my booster shot. My booster shot. My booster shot. All I want for Christmas is my booster shot. Then I could be with my family and wish them a Merry Christmas. Are you freaking kidding me? Apparently not. The scary Omicron virus actually has people lining up to get their booster shot because Gestapo Joe and Dr. Mengele, Dr. Fauci, that was a Freudian slip. Actually, I always bet that Freud would make that mistake, too. Anyway, people are lining up because Gestapo Joe and Dr. Frotsky said that the only way to see your family is to be vaccinated and boosted. The news actually says that the unvaccinated people are getting infected the most. By the way, where is this data? Can we actually see it? Or is it hidden so the fascists can continue to feed us false information to scare us? As I read the news every day since the scary Omicron virus was discovered, the only people being mentioned with Omicron have been double vaccinated and some even were boosted. I am so confused. You know, I even talked about Jim COVID Kramer the other day, and he is so scared of Omicron that he not only double vaccinated and boosted, but he literally tests for COVID every day when he wakes up. Guess what? He declared on CNBC the other day that he finally tested positive. Ugh. I told you, when Moderna's stock goes below 250, to watch for the newest news on the scamdemic, and of course, it happened yesterday, and voila, an article on boosters appears, and they are mentioned, and of course, Moderna's mentioned in the article. A representative from Moderna says a third dose of its mRNA vaccine appears to provide significant protection against the Omicron variant, while two-shot regimen has been found to be less effective. So in order for you to be fully vaccinated, they're saying, you need three shots. Anyway, tell that to the people who are suffering with all these mild symptoms of Omicron. How dare you tell someone who has sniffles or a sore throat after they took three shots that they are a breakthrough case? Oh, the agony they must be going through. By the way, I really need to talk to you about something here for a minute. Hey, do you remember the math problem your teachers used to give you when you were a child? They started with a scenario like this one. Okay, open up your math books and listen to this word problem. The country is reporting nearly 150,000 daily COVID cases based on 7-day average of data compiled by Johns Hopkins University as of December 21st, up 23% over the past week. Okay, here is the math question. First part of the question. How many cases is an increase of 23%? Answer, about 28,000 new cases. But here's another math question. How many cases on average are there in each state? So that would be about 3,000 total cases per state. So why is New York City reporting 80,000 of those cases? That's right. More than half of the cases in the entire United States are located in New York City. I'm going to explain why in a few minutes, but here's the 50-point bonus question. According to the article, 69,000 Americans are hospitalized with COVID. Of course, they didn't say whether they went to the hospital, what they went to the hospital for, or if they're serious cases, or if they had comorbidities. But let's get to the math question. According to an article, 69,000 Americans are hospitalized with COVID. This is up 11% over the past 3 weeks, but, ready for this? Relatively flat over the past 7 days. If it's relatively flat over the past 7 days, wouldn't that indicate there's less to worry about? Here's something else that's interesting as well. Most of the cases are in the Northeast. What do you find in the Northeast this time of year that could cause those numbers to go up? Well, I know what you're thinking. It's the cold weather. I'll bet that cases of the cold, which by the way is now called Omicron, always go up this time of year. But I'm going to tell you that that's not the answer of what you're going to find in the Northeast that's causing COVID. In the Northeast, you will find the leading cause of COVID to be, dun-dun-dun, Democrats! So my conclusion here is if you live anywhere besides New York, you probably don't need a booster. And if you live anywhere else, make sure you vote Republican as your vaccine to eliminate COVID and government overreach. Duh. All right. Hey, I want to say hello to Tommy. Thanks, Tommy, for joining us. Enjoying my rant? You guys, let me know if you're enjoying my rants, because I have a lot of fun with them. All right, let's talk about the Supreme Court. Oh, man, this is really, really important. We are about to enter what will either be the end of the Constitution or the revitalization of it. Yes, the Supreme Court will be hearing the challenge to Air Biden, the Supreme Leader's vaccine mandate. This is probably, I'm saying it is, the most important hearing the United States Supreme Court will have since Roe versus Wade. Boy, it's that important. We already know how the RVW ended up, but hey, maybe, just maybe, we will have law and order again with a majority of conservative-leaning judges on the Supreme Court. So far, we have seen the Fifth Circuit Court say that the vaccine mandate is unconstitutional, but then we saw the Sixth Circuit Court flip-flop and say that the lives of the population is more important than the freedoms of the citizens. Clearly, these judges in the Sixth Circuit Court never read a history book or the Constitution. But, in all seriousness, if they rule that Biden can mandate the vaccine, this country is doomed. My friend Tom and I, it was funny, we were talking about this yesterday, and we were discussing the timing of the end of America yesterday, and I actually joked and I said, all I need is 35 more years. He looked at me and said, it won't even last 5 more years. Well, I got to tell you, Tom, if the Supreme Court votes to uphold this mandate, he will absolutely be correct. The court will hear the oral argument on January 7th, and I'm going to tell you, be sure to follow it. It's that important. You know I will be. And anyway, let's talk about something else for this segment, a little bit of stock stuff. So, Nikola is actually delivering. Hey, I said it yesterday. I said Nikola was a buy, and sure enough, after trading hours, a tweet on Twitter announced that Nikola delivered its first truck. That's awesome news, actually. Nikola jumped about 6.5% on the news, but there's also other good news for the company as well. They received an order for 100 vehicles today. And by the way, Nikola, just so you guys know, it's a company that makes hydrogen and EV-powered vehicles. And at one point, it was the shining beacon for stockholders as they appeared to be on the forefront of the technology. Trevor Milton was the CEO and the founder at the time, and the company made some misleading claims. And, of course, the stock at that time hit a peak of 65, and then it came crashing down when Milton was removed and fraud charges were brought against him. The stock generally moves between 10 and then goes up to about 15 before it drops again. And the news yesterday also came on the heels of the news that Nikola settled a lawsuit with the SEC for $125 million. By the way, that was the news that made me suggest the stock. Usually when a public stock settles a lawsuit with anyone, it usually moves the stock up. This delivery and new order is just the gravy. Watch this stock rise again, along with the other EV and alternate fuel source vehicles, because, of course, the liberals are pressing for it. So there you go. That's what it is. All right, let's take a break, and we will be back in about a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rock star real estate investors, Phil Fell Cone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome back to Money Chat Now. Hey, of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com, or you can call at 866-424-2829. And I want to thank you all for listening to WWDB Radio in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button and let me know how you, so you can help your friends learn about how you can make more money. Hey, hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. And of course, you can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube, and I will try to respond to them live. All right. So far we've been talking about, of course, the market update. We've been talking about the futures, and the futures are up about 109. The S&P is up about 13, and the NASDAQ up about 32. It's all good. We talked about, hey, all I want for Christmas is my Christmas booster. Oh, I don't even remember anymore. Anyway, I can't sing. I can't sing at all. So can you imagine how I could sing after I've spoken for 20 minutes? We talked about the Supreme Court and how Biden's mandate is going to go to Supreme Court. We talked about Nikola delivering. And now we're going to be talking about Scanlon Karma, which, by the way, is a local Philadelphia story, and we'll talk about that in a minute. We've been talking about extended student loan pause, or we will be talking about extended student loan pause and the millennial burnout and Starbucks Union. All right, let's get into it. So, Scanlon Karma. Hey, remember that phrase, defund the police? Well, city after city, that is anyway, Democrat city after city, actually started to defund the police. Many cops quit, and other cops, well, frankly, just didn't care anymore and basically did the basics of their job. They clocked in, clocked out, and said, yeah, whatever. So take that idiot district attorney in Philadelphia, Larry Krasner, who basically lets criminals go without even a warning and, of course, never goes to jail. If you add it all together, you get the lawlessness that Philadelphia is experiencing. We all know that Philadelphia is more concerned with mask mandates than it is with real crimes. And of course, one Democrat representative has a run-in with karma. So Representative Mary Gay Scanlon was on her way to attend a meeting in Philadelphia, and I'm sure she was wearing a mask while she was driving there, but that's another story. Anyway, she was on her way to the meeting when she was carjacked at gunpoint. She was carjacked. Wow. All right, so the article that I was reading about this didn't report much because, of course, if they did, it would make the Democrats look bad. But they do say that she was unharmed. It was actually reported that she thanked the police for their quick response, and it was reported that Mayor Kenney was appalled at the news of the carjacking. Appalled? Huh? Maybe, just maybe, if someone would carjack him in Krasna, we possibly would have carjacking and even we would have less carjacking and even less murders that topped over 500 so far. Anyway, in the garbage city known as Filthydelphia, here's another irony. By the way, here's another irony that has nothing to do with Philadelphia. The incident occurred just hours after Illinois' Democrat State Senate Majority Leader Kimberly Lightfoot and her husband were carjacked in Chicago, where also crime has been surging. Defund the police. What a great idea. I hope they catch the people who did this so Mary could give them a really good yelling at so they never do it again. Don't you ever do that again! All right, let's talk about student loans again. Hey, I mentioned this yesterday. I mentioned that Biden was considering a continuation of the student loan pause, and sure enough, it's been granted until May. Look, I'm pretty convinced that it's not going to be extended past that, so I'm telling you right now, if you have student loans, prepare yourself to make the payments. That's assuming you've stopped. If you kept going, that was really smart. But another really good idea is actually make the payment now. This will help you get used to it again, and it will also lower your principal balance because there's no interest accumulating right now while the pause is on. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you do it, it will definitely help you. You'll definitely be in a better situation if you make the payments, even if you're not supposed to make the payments yet. All right, let's talk a little bit about millennials. Hey, I don't even know where to start, and as a boomer, I will try not to say, I told you so. But hey, a recent report says that millennials are all burnt out from their jobs as managers. This report, published on CNBC, is mostly talking about the burnout caused by the scamdemic. They blame the burnout on lack of workers because many had chosen to stay home and make more money on the free handout from the government. They blame the burnout on the fact that the workers are quitting at a higher rate as illegal mask and vaccine mandates push people out the door, and they also blame the burnout on poor leadership from corporate and poor training. Well, in my opinion, they left out the obvious reason for millennials being burnt out. The reason? The trophies are no longer being given out for participation. That trophy you got for missing the fly ball and letting the other team score three runs is the reason you are burned out. That trophy you got for coming in last place on the half-mile sprint is the reason you are burnt out. That diploma you received in high school, even though you never learned basic math skills, is the reason you are burnt out. All I can say to you millennials is, welcome to the real world. Now get back to work. On that note, let's talk about Starbucks Union. It's a perfect follow-up to the last story. Hey, if you recall, about a month ago, I told you that one store, yes, one Starbucks store unionized. This store is in Buffalo, New York, and out of the 26 employees, I believe it was 18 who voted the union in. I actually laughed at the power they feel they must have against the Starbucks Corporation. Well, Starbucks, being Starbucks, of course, has announced that they will negotiate with the unionized worker in the one and only unionized store in the company. Seriously, can you imagine what must be going on behind closed doors at Starbucks right now? The conversation must be something like this. Oh my, we better make sure these employees are happy or they might strike. Or even worse, they might put up a giant rat in front of the store. I'll bet the entire room starts laughing when they have these conversations. Let me guess what the unionized millennials are going to ask for. We want more money, we want better health insurance, and we want less hours. Duh! So does the rest of the working world. If you want those things, go find a better paying job. After all, isn't that what you Starbucks workers went to college in the first place for? Millennials. Oh, man. All right, let's take a break, and I will talk to you in about a minute.
Okay, so you thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on investor schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. So far, we've been discussing the futures update, and to start with, the futures now are up, the Dow is now up 105, the S&P is up almost 14, and the NASDAQ is up 38. I think it might be a good day, but we'll talk about it in a minute. Hey, we talked about the fact that everybody wants their Christmas booster. Ooh, they want their Christmas booster to fight the Omicron variant. Oh. We've been talking about the Supreme Court and how Biden's mask mandate, or not, I'm sorry, vaccine mandate. I wish the mask mandate would go there too. Anyway, the vaccine mandate is going to be going to the Supreme Court on January 7th. We talked about the fact that Nikola delivered, so they delivered their first car, or their first truck, I should say. We talked about Mary Kay Scanlon being carjacked. That is such karma. We talked about student loan pause and the fact that you won't have to make your student loan payment to May 1st, but I'm suggesting you do it. We talked about millennial burnout and, of course, Starbucks unionizing. I want to say hello to Joe and Eric online. I see you guys watching. Thanks so much. And there's somebody else. It looks like that's a Russian name, maybe. I don't know, but whoever you are, thank you very much for watching. I totally appreciate it. All right. First of all, we're going to be talking about today's picks and plays. But first of all, did you guys hit that share button and the like button? Let everyone know what great stocks are coming up by sharing the information. You could share it on your page or share it in groups that you feel might benefit from the great stock plays. And of course, you can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn. Hey, if you're watching online, let me know what you think of today's show so far. I appreciate the comments always. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about politics behind the stock market. All right, let's get into it. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening today. All right, so yesterday was great, and it's been a great week so far. Yesterday, the Dow closed up about 262 points, and it's up about 800 points for the week so far. Tomorrow, the market's closed, but today it looks like the move up will continue, and my guess is that we're probably going to close up over 1,000 points for the week, which is going to be fantastic. The travel stocks, hey, if you guys paid attention to me, you made money. You made money if you were paying attention to me the last 2 weeks. The travel stocks, they just keep moving up. And first of all, if you bought CCL or RCL or AAL and any of the other travel stocks, you really are happy right now. I'm also expecting them to continue to move up, but they will slow down the pace shortly and move back to probably the normal range that they were before the scary Omicron variant was discovered. I mean, you know, the common cold was renamed Omicron. That's what I mean. All right, I spoke about Nikola earlier, and I expect that to be a mover over the next few weeks, and I would probably get out about 13 and take a nice profit on a call option. Boeing is also back over 200, And that's making me breathe a little bit better. I also have some options on that expiring in February. It scares me a little bit, but we'll see. Disney also scares me a bit, but it should be moving up as well. The real scary one, of course, is Moderna, because it's hovering at about the 250 mark. And we all know that when it drops below 250, it appears we get another scary COVID scare. Anyway, Pfizer is inching up on the news that their day after COVID pill has come out. I'll let you guys think about that joke. There's something in there. I just don't know what it is. Anyway, on the crypto scene, let's talk about crypto. Crypto actually moved up just a little bit. And it wasn't bad. I looked at my account this morning. It's moving up a little bit. Bitcoin is moving up just a teeny-weeny bit. Let's take a look. Bitcoin is right around the same thing as it was yesterday, pretty much. And same thing with Ethereum, right around where it was yesterday. Shiba moved up just a touch. It moved, I think, from 35 millionth of a cent to 36 millionth of a cent. So nothing important there. Gold is above 1,800 again, which is good. I really like to see it move up a little bit more. And we've also seen silver moving up to almost 23 again. So really nothing happening here. The bond market, as you know, is important. The bond market is still below 1.5%, and that's important because if the bond market is below 1.5%, this tech stocks can continue to move up, and that is something that we want to make sure, because when the bond market moves up, tech stocks move down. So watch for that. So just watch for it to go over 1.5. If it goes up 1.5, you might want to pick some stocks, stocks going on. And, you know, whatever, it's probably a good play. Hey, of course, at this point, I want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio. We look forward to your continued support. I want to thank all you guys once again on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter for watching. It's always a blast to have you guys. Oh, I see Bill made it. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for watching. I always appreciate when you're watching. And you guys, if you guys really like the show, please, like I said before, hit the like button, hit the share button. And let me know. So let me know in the comments, even right now, even though the show is over, or just about over, let me know in the comments that you like the show. The comments keep going. It's fine. Hey, as you guys also know, the market is closed tomorrow, and we're not going to be live tomorrow. I don't know. I had my guys. So some of you guys know one of my production managers is Paul, and Paul put together an awesome best of version show tomorrow. So if you're listening on WWDB tomorrow, or if you're online tomorrow, and you had some really good laughs over the last few weeks, you're going to get to revisit those laughs over the next couple of weeks, over tomorrow. You know what I mean. You'll get to see him tomorrow. Anyway, it is what's funny. Hey, Dan, thanks. I appreciate the comments, man. I always appreciate what you're saying. Dan's online as well right now. And if you guys continue, keep leaving those comments. And as you know, from time to time, I own some of the options and assets discussed in this show. The opinions discussed in this show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to make them. Hey, I want to wish everybody an awesome Merry Christmas and have a great time this weekend. I will see you on Monday.